My name is Bruce Monroe.
And Bruce, what brings you to this public forum tonight?
Well, just concerned about what we've been hearing through the community about the wet housing that's proposed on both Bowen Road as well as in across from the hospital.
What did you hope to acquire or gain or have happen here tonight?
Well, I really wanted to know more about it, how it was going to be run. It just, you know, what are the tenants' responsibilities and how are they accountable, whether they can leave whenever they want, whether there's a curfew, just kind of maybe the mechanics of how it was meant to go if this proposed project does go ahead.
On the 4th of November, Chile via People First Radio is going to have a roundtable with potentially John Horn and a few citizens and some other city officials. And if you were to ask them one or two questions, what would those questions be?
Well, I would really be concerned about the density. I think that's really the biggest issue. I think most people are concerned about the homeless and concerned about their welfare. However, I think, you know, the neighborhood community and neighbors and businesses are concerned about having that many homeless people with mental disabilities and addiction problems in one area and how that possibly can be contained. It's difficult enough when it's spread over throughout a city, even from a police standpoint. And so I'm just really concerned about the density. And my question to you is, how would the mechanics of it work with that many people in one place if there really isn't security guards in place or anything along that matter?
Brian, what brings you to this event tonight?
We were recently made aware of the introduction of wet houses into our neighborhood. We just moved into this neighborhood. We have two small children and a third one on the way, and are a little bit concerned about the impact this may have on the safety of our children and ourselves as well.
What would you like to see happen tonight? What do you hope to have happen or take place?
It's more informative for me. I'm trying to find out what is going on. I can definitely empathize with the situation of some of the people that we're trying to help. I'm a little bit concerned about the placement and a little bit curious as to why these sites were selected over others. And I'm really curious, despite the fact I don't feel we necessarily have a say, as to whether or not this is actually going to mean anything in terms of whether these sites are going to be developed or not. I really do think they are. We're concerned about what is going to be put in place to make sure that our neighborhoods remain safe and kid-friendly, essentially.
So on the 4th of November, CHLY, People First Radio, is going to be having a roundtable with a few key speakers. And if you could ask one question at that time at this roundtable, what would you like to ask?
I would be curious about a few things. I would be curious about whether or not this is actually just an effort to move people out of the downtown core and with the introduction of the cruise ship dock there, to get the quote-unquote undesirables out of that area and into a more suitable place for them. Being near the hospital, it makes sense. And I would be very interested in finding out what the projected impacts are going to be to the neighborhoods around this area and whether or not they've even conducted an investigation into this. And also, if they do have any sort of substantial information about the impacts, what do they plan to do to make sure, again, the people that live in these communities are taken care of and as safe as they possibly can be, given the circumstances.
Randy Churchill.
Randy, and what brought you here tonight to this public forum, Randy?
Yeah, actually, I work for the city as manager of bylaws, and we've been very involved as the city with the RCMP and the good folks providing social services on this housing issue, and we really think housing first is an answer, and we're here to engage this community and get their thoughts.
And in regards to getting their thoughts and engaging the community, what results or what expectations did you have or what did you hope to achieve or learn by coming here?
I think the value of this is really with the neighborhood. It comes together around these issues, and then once it gets information, it starts clarifying what its expectations are of this housing that's coming into the community and how it might interact with them. So big, really it's the community process and getting that started and getting these questions for them answered. And sometimes they don't like the answers, but sometimes they're good to hear and think about.
What would you like to bring to people's attention around this public? If you were to voice your voice at this, what would you say?
I think it's a community problem, and it has a community solution, and neighborhoods are really the key to it because they support us moving forward on the addiction issues and with the homeless issues. So I think that's the important thing that I see is coming out of all of this.